Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our first meditation for our Lenten series today is the first verse of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A little over 30 years ago, I asked Potch Lynn to be my wife. It was Christmas Eve. And before we went to church that evening, I got down on my one knee in front of the Christmas tree, gave a little speech, and then proceeded to propose to her. But unlike many women who get proposed to, Potch's answer to me was not immediate, and it was not certain. You see, having seen what my vicarage was like, and having come to my home and seeing what my home was like, and having come from a very, very different kind of background economically than I had grown up in, Potch needed to know one thing before she gave me her answer. And so she asked, "Will we be poor?" And I answered her the only way I knew to answer, in accord with my faith, in accord with our text today. I said, we will never be in want. And so we were married and have been now for 30 years. And I've kept that promise to Potch because God has kept his promises to me. In the first verse of that beautiful psalm from David, Psalm 23, that psalm which is serving as the basis for our sixth Lenten midweek services, David wrote again those words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And thus I could answer, Potch, my then girlfriend, that we would never be in want. I couldn't really answer if we would be poor or rich or anything like that, because those things are kind of subjective perceptions based upon one's own ideas and experiences. Having been raised in a wealthier home than the one that I was raised in, she may have considered my family poor, though I never did. And one thing for certain, through both good and bad times, even when budgets were tight and bills were unexpected, somehow my family, we were never in want. God always provided. The lights always worked. There's always food on the table. And our Lutheran school tuition somehow always got paid. In Matthew 6, Jesus is recorded to have said this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." And I have seen that promise of Jesus at work and kept in my life and in the life of my family. The Lord has been our shepherd, and as we have sought him through worship and prayer and study and such, he has always provided for our needs. And we have never, not once, ever been in want. Now, that's not to say there aren't things that we still want. There are, and have wanted. When I was younger, I wanted to have a son. I wanted to be a pastor of a church with a K-8 school. I wanted to have a church with a softball team and a basketball team and a volleyball team so that I could go out and play those sports with my members. I wanted to have a house with a big yard, a big game room so I could play with my kids all the time. And I wanted to have a big kitchen for my wife because she loves to cook. There are a number of things that I have wanted in my life. Some personal, some professional, some emotional, some physical. Things that I don't have and I probably never will. But none of those things were needs of mine. They were wants and desires, not necessities. I think sometimes we read Psalm 23, verse 1, and we confuse not wanting with not wanting. You see, not being in want doesn't mean that God is going to provide for us everything that we want. God is our good shepherd, not our magic genie. He has promised to provide for our needs, not grant our every wish. And thus, while we will never be in need or in want of the basic necessities of life, there are many selfish wants and desires that God will not grant for us. And only God can truly determine and distinguish between what we need and what we want. Just as a good shepherd can determine the needs of his sheep. And the greatest need that we have, though often unbeknownst to us, is the need to be forgiven of our sins. For without forgiveness from God, we would be without any hope for life beyond the grave or an eternity with God. That's why Jesus said, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul?" If God were to grant all of our wishes and give us every single selfish and worldly thing that we want, we would still be in complete want, for we would lose any and all hope of eternal life. And thus, having everything that we want, but nothing that we absolutely need, would leave us lost and condemned. And so God sent us his Son to take on human flesh, to suffer and to die as the God-man Jesus, as payment for our sin, to forgive us and to rise from the dead, to give us the promise and the hope of a life beyond the grave. He did all of that for us because he is our good shepherd. And he always looks out for and protects and provides for and, yes, even loves his sheep. In our sin, we often confuse our wants and our needs. And in our sin, we often get angry at God for not fulfilling his promise to never have us be in want. But we must realize that the problem is not with God's promise, but with our perspective. And so may we live every day of our lives, trusting in the Lord as our good shepherd, believing that he will always provide for our needs, and that according to his wisdom and grace, we will never be in want. In the name of Jesus, our good shepherd, amen.